It is that time once again, time for Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno. The Evangel Home, blessing women and children in crisis since 1955. Here's your Heartline host, Jim Tuck.
Thanks, Ken. We just checked. Our cell phones are in the appropriate mode, so we like to start with that. We'll have occasional interruptions, but we try to avoid that being one of them because that's pretty much preventable. Jerry Brenneman is here. Jerry's the director of All Things Evangel Home, and usually we're in her office. Today, we have an outdoor office, and it's not even on the campus. This is a first. We almost did a different first, being inside the Amtrak station, but the acoustics were awful. So today, we're outside the Amtrak station, and we have a special guest that we want to talk to today. So make that introduction. We'll chat.
All right. We have two special guests, actually. And I probably should set the scene a little different. So all the people know is we are not inside the Amtrak station.
Right.
We're outside the Amtrak station. And I want to just do a quick little review of Amazing Race, because we've been talking about that for a while. And we're in the middle of it right now. That's why we're at the train station, because the women participating this year are getting on the train with 175 elementary school kids. Woo-hoo! And they're going to Hanford. And one of the things I love about that moment, Jim, when they realize they're getting on the train and there's no staff members because they're so used to always having one of us somewhere, that's another one of those moments where they think, oh, they trust us a little bit. I better really watch what I'm doing and step it up here. So I love the whole Amazing Race Week. It's crazy. It's fun. We learn a lot. Yesterday, we were at a horse ranch. And one of the lessons that one of the ladies learned, there were six horses that each team had to try to get their horse and put the bridle on and groom it and then just have that horse. This woman and her teammate could not get the horse. And the more they tried, the more the horse ran. And the more the horse ran, the more aggravated they got. And all of a sudden, you could just see it on both of them. Uh-oh, if I get angrier, I'm just going to make that horse run farther. And you could just see that lesson from the horse to life, right like that. Mm-hmm. And they immediately calmed down and got the horse, which we don't always see that lesson.
Yeah.
So today, when we talked about our special guest, he's sitting right here, and he's sitting on somebody's lap. So that gives you an idea that he might be a young person.
Yeah.
Silas is 8, and he's part of the... You're 7. Oh, he's even younger. Okay. He's part of the fun because every day the women get clues and they have to just show up and they don't know where they're going. So we gave them a clue and we said to find Silas in a red baseball cap by the payphone. So, of course, they're all looking for an adult. They don't expect to see a 7-year-old kid. So that's what Silas was doing here today. He was signing off on their luggage tickets that they had to have to get their ticket.
Okay. Well, Silas, tell us about you. Now, I understand you're wearing a red baseball cap, and it says, I'm a member of God's team. Where does that come from? Is that part of the school?
Where'd you get it?
I don't want to talk.
I'm not sure where it came from. I guess maybe his mom gave it to him? Did your mom give it to you?
I don't know.
Oh.
Oh, microphones can be very intimidating.
Yeah. Oh, you've had it for a long time.
Oh, he's had it for a long time.
Well, tell him where you get your shirt.
Yeah. What's the writing on the shirt?
My grandma got it.
Your grandma got it?
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Do you know what it says?
It's my name in Chinese.
Your name in Chinese, Silas. Man, that's a lot of writing to say Silas. Do you know what those individual markings are?
No.
No, well, I don't either, so it's unanimous. So you're going to go into which grade?
3rd grade.
Okay, and where are you going to school?
Fresno Christian.
Oh, you like it over there?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. I love a 3rd grader who likes school.
Yeah,
who's going to be your teacher?
I'm not sure yet.
He's going to the new campus.
Oh, it's going to the new campus.
Big campus.
The big campus, wow. So tell me, what was the big deal in 2nd grade? What'd you like best?
I liked all of it.
Yeah? You have a favorite subject?
Math.
Math. Okay. What about recess?
Yeah, I like recess.
I have a 6th grade, or just finishing up 6th grade grandson, and my brother asked him, what's your favorite subject? He says, math. Oh, wait. Recess and then math. Yeah.
Well, he was very fortunate. He had a wonderful teacher, Martha Lang, and he was part of the Lang gang, so he had a wonderfully... special year.
The Lang Gang.
The Lang.
In case people wonder who the other voice is they just heard, it belongs to Silas's grandmother, Nelda Baker, and Nelda is on our Evangel Home board. So it's just, I love the connection we have right here of a board member, her grandson, you and me, Jim, and the fact that there is a place in Amazing Race and Evangel Home for a seven-year-old.
Yeah.
That, and Silas, I need to brag about you for a minute because he really stepped up to the plate today. I asked him to do some things that the more I thought about him, the more befuddled I got. I thought, I can't do this. But Silas could do it. Silas, can you tell what you did? What you just did? The women had to come in and find him. What did you do?
Well, when they all came up to me, I put a number sticker on their luggage tag. And then I signed my name. I gave them a scroll. And then I told them to find Auntie Jerry.
That's me.
Auntie Jerry, I love it. And so you got it all done.
Mm-hmm.
Did everybody find you?
Yes.
Okay. Who was the? You remember who the first one was?
Rose.
Okay.
Rose was. We talked about that because I figured they were all 12 going to show up and then say, "I was here first. I was here first. And Silas was just going to give him those stickers as they showed up. But I think the women were pretty cooperative, weren't they?
Yeah, they were.
Two were late. We thought we were missing two women because they were looking outside. But they finally found us.
And they were probably looking for an adult in a red cap.
Yeah, sure, Silas in a red cap, yeah. That would be the natural thought. That,
and that's really part of one of the reasons we do this is because I think no matter where we are in life, we can get very narrow in our focus and literally not see past our own nose, past our own perception. And this helps them see things. When we tell them to be observant, when they get off the train today in Hanford, we've given them clues as they walk down the street to find things. One of them is to find how many tennis rackets do you see. There's one building that's got two tiny tennis rackets on the top of the building. I don't understand what they're doing there. And the women are going to be looking all over for those tennis rackets. But anything we can do to help them observe and see more, that's part of what Amazing Race is.
Yeah, tennis rackets should be on the courthouse.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, you know, yesterday they had five scrolls with specific directions, and they had to absolutely read each direction carefully, or they would miss it. They went in the wrong direction. They went northeast instead of, you know, southwest. But that's life, isn't it? I mean, we really need to be aware of our circumstances, to be wise, to be prudent. And when we are, I think it's so much easier to see God in all of it, even in the little details that we don't think much of. And yet, by being observant, I think we see God and we are then able to thank God for His blessings and realize where it all comes from and how all of the pieces fit when it's in God's hands.
Great point.
And, you know, one of our women, one of our younger ones, Brittany, she just kind of made that same point to me, Nelda. One of the things that happens in that sometimes we pair the women and we look at them, we try to pair them according to their physical abilities, their experience, their programs. And sometimes there's grumbling by how we pair them. Why do I have to have this person as my teammate? I'm going to lose. We've had that attitude. This group, we have none of that. They're very supportive. And Brittany is paired with a young woman who's pregnant. It's slowed her down. She has to sit down a lot because she gets dizzy. We were just worried even about her getting on the train. And Brittany said, no, that's okay. There's a reason for this. And I love as Brittany unearths where she sees God because she's kind of new to this.
Yeah.
So if that's one way she sees God, then I thank him for that.
One other way was after we were concerned about the lady that was pregnant and thought Brittany would have to go with another team, immediately the teams all said, she can come with us.
Oh, wow.
There was such a warmth of, okay, there's a problem, we're gonna help. Yeah. And isn't that exactly what the body of Christ needs to do?
Absolutely.
Whether it's
love
helping
it.
Someone right. in a team, whether it's being nice to a clerk, whether it's helping someone stand up, is giving, caring, praying for, using our hands in a myriad of ways. And that's how the body works.
Yeah, it is. And that's a great object lesson for them all.
We're privileged that God would even use us to be part of that. Because we don't deserve it.
Right.
But it's so much fun being part of God's team.
Yeah.
To, going back to the baseball cap, to be able to be used.
Yeah, it is. It's so gratifying in so many ways. Now, let me just back up with you a little bit. How long have you been involved with Evangel Home, and how did that come about?
My mom was involved with the Evangel Home years and years ago. And in the early 1900s, 1900s,
1990s, wow.
We just all got a little bit older.
In the she was almost a classmate of mine. I'm not that old.
In the 1990s, my husband and I went to an open house at Evangel Home. And we were near the tail end of the open house, and we had a lot of questions. Because if we were going to support it, we wanted to know where our money was
sure.
going and how it was going to be used. And so we sat down in an apartment with Jerry and peppered her with questions.
For about 12 hours.
And the next day, we decided that we really liked what we saw. And I think that's the most fun about the Evangel Home. When you go there, when you just call and say, you know, I want to come and just see what you're doing, and you get a tour or a BLT, a bit of lunch and a tour, it's just being on the campus and seeing the care, seeing the love. It's a great experience, and so we've decided to support it ever since.
I also want to mention we are still being remodeled, and if people are trying to call us and can't get us, please forgive us. We can't always get the phones connected right, and anyway, we can't be in certain buildings. So
it is pretty chaotic, especially in the office area in that crisis center. Well, Nelda, it's good to chat with you. We were talking, my listening friend, just before we went on, that we were a year apart in high school at Roosevelt. Silas, nice to meet you, sir. Best to you, and thanks for your help today.
You're welcome.
All right, Jerry, bless your heart. Thanks for meeting us down here at Amtrak.
Thank you for being a good sport about this.
My listening friend, we look forward to meeting with you again next time. Kit, it's your turn to finish up the program we call Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno, find them online at evangelhome.org. That phone number in the 559 area code, 264-4714. God bless you. Thanks for joining us this time around. We'll chat with you next time around. For Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno.